We live in a difficult world. All the events around us are pretty depressing. Think about the human race. But this is where we have to develop our goodness. And we have to protect our goodness, because no one else can protect it for us. We're not being selfish in focusing here, because in being good we have to be generous, we have to be virtuous. There are people who will benefit from the things we give them, from the protection we give by not harming them, and also from the example that we set, that it is possible to maintain goodness in this world. So leave good things behind, take good things with you. Ordinarily, to feed our goodness, we think of the goodness of others. But there are times when we have to generate it from within, maintain it from within. This is why we meditate. Give the mind a grounding. It's one of the reasons why we focus on the body, because the body is always here right now. In particular, why we focus on the breath, because of the different aspects of the body. The breath is the most sensitive to what the mind wants. It's also our messenger to tell us what the body wants, so that both the body and mind can be on good terms. It's all too easy when you start meditating. You read the books, read John Lee's instructions on how to spread the breath energies in the body. And sometimes it's not all that comfortable. Your body doesn't respond to those particular instructions. We have to note that John Lee himself would play with his instructions. Sometimes he talks about the breath energy going up the spine, sometimes about going down the spine, coming in and out of the body in different places. In some places he talks about the breath energy that surrounds the body like a cocoon. So there's lots to experiment with here. What you need to do is listen to the body, get a sense of what it needs, and then make adjustments accordingly. This is the nature of any good friendship. Both sides have to listen. Now, if you haven't been on good terms with the body, you'll notice as you move in, there'll be parts of the body that are recalcitrant. They don't bend easily to your instructions. Sometimes those are areas that are surrounding unpleasant memories, unpleasant emotions you've had. You have to learn how to work around them, learn how to isolate them. Because there is a tendency sometimes, when you have tension here, tension there, that you create bands of tension between the tension spots, create a network, and it gets harder and harder to breathe comfortably. So the first thing to do is to think of these different spots being disconnected. One of the Ajahns talks about using a knife in your mind. Just think about cutting through all those bands of tension, all those connections inside. If that seems too harsh, you can think of the breath energy going through the space between the atoms in those bands of tension. But when they get isolated, those different spots, then you can work around them. At first, you don't want to push them around too much. In fact, you don't want to push them around at all. See how I can breathe without pushing them. There's another tendency we sometimes have, which is to focus on the tense spots in the body and then use those spots to breathe. That just makes things worse. So again, breathe around. If the body as a solid object seems unpleasant, no matter how you breathe, think of the cocoon of breath energy around the body. Let it do the breathing. You just open up spaces for it to go. What this all comes down to is that you've got to learn how to adjust, how to move in a way that's not threatening, a way that loosens things up and allows for a sense of ease to flow through the body. It's nothing you push, it's more something you allow. Notice also where you think you are in relation to the body. The Buddha talks about having a sense of self that either is identical with the aggregates, or possesses the aggregates, or is in the aggregates, or has the aggregates in it. It sounds fairly abstract, but it relates directly how do you relate to your sense of you in the body right now. Are you controlling the aggregates? Are you controlling the breath, controlling the sense of the shape of the body? Are you inside the body, peeping out the eyes, listening at the ears, poking around inside the body? Are you your consciousness, which envelops the body? Or does the breath envelop your consciousness? Try to notice these things, because they will have an effect on how you breathe, even before you think about the Buddhist teachings on that self. Just notice how you conceive yourself in relationship to the body. And ask yourself, are there other ways you can think of that relationship? If being inside the body seems oppressive, well, be around the body. What this means is you have to become sensitive and use your imagination. Because ideally what you want is a sense of being at home in the body. Like someone at home in a house. You live there. You fix it up so it's a nice place to stay. And you also look after it so the house stays in good condition. Any dry rot or broken pipes, you'll fix them right away. This way both sides benefit. It provides you with a good foundation. This is one of your strengths. This is the strength of mindfulness, the strength of concentration. Giving yourself a place to settle down and draw strength from the body. The body will gain strength from the attention that comes from the mind. When you're united like this, each side helps the other and provides a good inner sense of well-being. Keep that in mind as you're working with the breath, working with the sensations in the body. You can't push well-being around. You can't force it. You have to allow it. So ask yourself, where could well-being come into the body right now? It may not be related to the in and out breath, or at least your preconceived notions of the in and out breath. But those possibilities are there. Many years back, when I was having some heart trouble, I was taken to a Chinese doctor. He immediately worked on a side of the rib cage, left side, on a spot that no other acupuncturist or Chinese doctor or acupressurist had ever worked on before. It created a real sense of well-being in the heart as the energy came in from that left side. What this shows is that the energy can flow in ways that you might not have imagined. So use your imagination. Just go around the body, thinking of the breath energy coming in from the back, from the sides, from the top on down, from the soles of the feet on up, in a way that feels nourishing. There should be an immediate visceral sense of well-being when things are going right. Don't try to force things. Allow things instead. The body will be more willing to cooperate, the mind will be more willing to cooperate. And parts of that, those spots of tension, will begin to open up as they see that you can be trusted to have a light touch, a steady, trustworthy touch. This way everybody inside becomes united. And that provides the strength you need for the goodness you need to do. Both outside and as you go deeper into levels of discernment, You need to build on some inner strength. And inner strength comes from being on good terms inside.